producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
What's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered three drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about three quarters of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Let's put the pieces together for this day. Good morning. Hello. It is, well, for those of you where it's morning, I guess we can say good morning. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with more Snowmageddon. Hashtag Snowmageddon. Hashtag, all right, so Kara, how many different snow themes are there? I know there's hashtag Snowmageddon.
As many as you can think of.
See, really?
That's how many there are.
You're over. You went home, though, last night, right?
Yes, I did.
Yes, all right. But out there, we've had different kinds of themes or these hashtags. I see there are thousands of tweets, though, at hashtag Snowmageddon 2016. That's where we are at the moment because there still are people. Last night on the CBS News, I don't usually watch the evening news, but I watched last night and I saw something that I thought was astounding. But then I thought, oh, I don't watch the news normally. I don't pay attention to the fear. It's all about the snow piled up and the poor people, these terrible stories of folks folks who couldn't get their welfare check, and they couldn't get their Social Security check, and they couldn't get to the store to get milk, and my God, the world is coming to an end. My heavens, no. Silly. Here's Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Yes, the same mayor that has been responsible for a lot of other malfeasance in Baltimore, giving an update yesterday after the recovery efforts that have gone on over this past weekend.
We have 5,000 lane miles of roads, including roughly 3,500 lane miles of smaller neighborhood streets. The snow removal operations are far more complicated than just pushing 3 or 4 inches of off to the side. So many of our small streets and even our larger roads, the crews literally need to lift the snow up, put it in the dump trucks, and then carry it out of the neighborhoods. Understanding the challenges of this historic blizzard, I've been bringing in additional resources from as far away as upstate New York, Ohio, and even Canada, so we would have the equipment necessary to deal with this storm. Please remember, we are responding. We are recovering from an historic snow event. That means that this requires patience and cooperation, you know, neighborly behavior.
Wah.
You said an historic, though, so.
Yeah, that was
appreciate
okay.
That.
Yeah. You're a good student, Kara. Kara Schilling is out of controls in our studio in Washington as we review some of the big items of the day that people are talking about. What are you thinking, or have you had enough thinking, about the snow? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And yeah, there's hashtag Snowmageddon 2016. There's Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Paul Jeffrey is from the Voters and Taxpayers Association of New Jersey. Talked about some of the damage in New Jersey from the storm.
The Army Corps of Engineers has promised to do a major beach and dune replenishment project here. That is what will provide protection. In the meantime, we're sitting on pins and needles until that project is completed. And every one of these storms, we worry that it's going to breach these dunes. So we came up numerous times during the storm. There were two sets of temporary dunes built to try and hold off the storm. They washed away quickly in the first high tide, and then the next two high tides took away almost all of the dunes that were planted here.
My God. Terrible. I shouldn't make... If I'm making this the important story, I suppose I probably shouldn't make fun of all of this. I just grew up around the snow. I'm maybe at a point in my life where these sorts of things are fun. And because, well, it'd be fun if you weren't... If you were in them, you wouldn't think they were so much fun. Well, maybe there's a point to me being in California in the wintertime. That sounds like a smart apple remark. But it is to a point where everything is a problem. Everything's awful. The world is coming to an end, no matter what it is. And that's foolishness. It does contribute to the wimpification of America. But there's nothing else. Well, I shouldn't say there's nothing else, because there are a lot of other stories that are important, a lot of other things that are going on that are important. Oh, here's another one, by the way. Hashtag Blizzard 2016 has about a million tweets on that one, Kara. Hashtag Bloomberg has close to a million tweets. There's an interesting item. We'll get to that as we work through the morning. But now here's a lady. Now, this is interesting. Maria Bryant wound up delivering her own baby in her car on the side of the road because of the storm. This was in Pennsylvania.
On the way back from Bethlehem, the contractions, as soon as I got her...
Baby Bethlehem,
apart,
get it?
And then we got a little bit down, 22, and they were 4 minutes apart, 3 minutes apart, 2 minutes apart. And then once they were like 1 minute apart, I told April to call 911 because I was going to have this baby. So I pulled over on the side of 22. I pulled my pants down. I put my feet up on the dashboard, and I delivered Brantley Joy McRabbit. All by myself. I don't know what I was thinking. I was very calm, though. I was remarkably calm. I was calm to the point where, like, you know, the doctors here, when I got here, they were impressed at how calm I was, actually. Because, like, I had just delivered my own baby. It actually really just, it was it was pretty much like a natural thing for me. I don't know how to really explain it at all. It just happened. The way that I did it and how calm I was, there's no way that, like, there's any coincidence that, like, you know, someone wasn't there watching over us. So I'm very happy about that.
Well, there are a couple of good lessons. This is the way it was done everywhere. Before there were hospitals, there were births. There have been births for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. And by golly, most everybody, I guess more people live than die, because otherwise we wouldn't be here. That's my way of immediately assessing it from a cynical point of view. From the practical point of view, good for her figuring it out. Maybe she had some classes, that wasn't clear there. But under the circumstances, you do what you have to do. And she sounded like she was cool, calm, and collected. You know that my sister delivered her, was it the first child or second child, in the back seat of a car on the way to the hospital. She was having contractions, and she wasn't all hysterical about it. There are complications, obviously. That's why the hospital is better. But there's this whole movement now to have your baby at home, and the midwife comes, and it's kind of a cool thing. And it isn't, well, if you let the news media know it's going on, they'll be there filming through the window, watching what's going on. Here's a reporter focused on FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Group, and what they're supposed to be doing during storms like this.
When disaster strikes, there's a lot of talk about FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA is a federal agency that is part of the Department of Homeland Security, and it was merged into the Department of Homeland Security in 2003. FEMA's been around a lot longer. It was actually created by President Carter after the Three Mile Island nuclear disaster. So what does FEMA actually do? Disaster management begins at the local level, and those emergency management personnel can deal with most disasters that confront any jurisdiction, fires, flooding, a hurricane, or tornado. In most cases, 99% of cases, that's how it works, except in a very big disaster. So, for example, let's say you need a lot of boats. Well, FEMA knows who to call at the Coast Guard. Let's say you're worried about the water quality of the drinking water. FEMA can deliver a bunch of people from the EPA who know what to do. FEMA is not an army. Only about 2,700 people work at it. What FEMA is supposed to do is that it's supposed to provide assistance and capacity and surge resources at the time when locals and state jurisdictions need it the most. In a real catastrophic disaster, there are going to be requests for all sorts of logistics, ambulances, tents, bedding, water, distribution centers, medical units, and no local emergency management agency, let alone a state, can deal with it when you have a major catastrophe. So that's how disaster management is supposed to work. Everyone working together, starting at the local, and then the state, then the federal level, to save lives and get communities back to normal.
Yeah, where would we be without FEMA and the government? Oh, we may have to shovel our own walk. We may have to clean out in front of our own car. There was a guy yesterday interviewed in Baltimore, I think, or Washington, who was 70 years old, and he was cleaning off his driveway, and the snowplow came in and filled up his driveway again. You know, under that circumstance, I think I would be ticked. That would tick me off. Okay, let's go to Florida, where nobody's worried about anything except that the folks who are down there can't get out and other people can't get in. Here's reporter Adam Pinsker.
Anytime you have flight delays in major cities like New York and Washington, you're going to have a ripple effect around the country, and that includes here at the Southwest Florida International Airport. I want to show you the departure board for tomorrow. This is just a handful of flights that are delayed starting tomorrow to Newark, to Baltimore, and to New York JFK. Remember, if you're heading out to the airport tomorrow, call your airline or check. Of course, there are plenty of apps to check and see if your flight is departing on time or not at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that's advice. Nobody's smart enough to figure that out. We needed you, Adam, to tell us that. Okay. Well, we've got the update on the winter storm taken care of. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 21 past the hour.
The Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three half the hour, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program for Monday, the 25th of January. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Our video of the day is one of our traditions at DougSteffen.com. And today's video is from a YouTuber named Anna Mouse. Ms. Mouse presents a parody of a Justin Bieber song called Sorry. And what it is basically Winter Storm Jonah, the images of the storm. Richie will, I'm sure, identify with this because he's from the area.
Now, cause I'm 40. Yeah, I can't do those things with my body. Went to a club because we wanted to try and get crazy. Sitter asked us, why are you going out at 5:30?
Oh, there's images, Richie.
That's because we want you to and keep all our kids macaroni. Yeah.
Pushing cars, digging snow.
To get turned super early.
Wow. Uh-huh.
When we got there, there were only three people in the place.
Yeah, you gotta see it. It is.
The sun was still out and the TV was still playing Nancy Grace. So for an hour, we all danced to Hammer and Robbins. Until 9, when they played all the
one fun realization I had this weekend?
That's how is he?
Thank God for snow blowers, man.
Snow blowers?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, if it gets high, if the drifts are high, you need something to blow because the trucks can only do so much, push it back so far. But the blowers do a better job, whether they're the little ones that you use in your driveway. I assume that's what you're talking about.
I have a power one with the rubber blades.
Yeah.
And the snow was higher than the snow blower, so you push into it,
yeah,
and it knocks the snow down, and then you blow that,
yeah,
and you just, it's just repetitive motion. But yeah. I did my driveway, my neighbor's driveway, another neighbor's driveway. You had to do them all weekend long, but man, yeah, what a great invention. Love it.
You get paid by your neighbors to clean them up?
Chili, beer, stuff like that. And this is one of the great things about, you know, the snow.
Living in a neighborhood.
Living in the neighborhood. Yeah. Saturday night, we all brought our crock pots and whatever we made, mm-hmm, over to my next door neighbor's house, and there was four or five neighbors there, and we all just sat around and chatted, had some wine, had some beer, ate chili.
Well, I'm going to tip my hat to you and to Janet and to the families there. I grew up in a neighborhood where there weren't many people. There were 30, 40 families in the entire northwest part of town.
Sure, we absolutely must live in a neighborhood with neighbors and sidewalks. Well, that's our thing.
This is what happened when I'm trying to remember how old I was. I was probably 10, maybe
maybe 12. There was an old schoolhouse. It's now a Quaker meeting house, but the old schoolhouse where the man who probably had more influence on my life than anybody else, his name was Sam Mayo, he went to school there. It's a one-room schoolhouse where everybody from the northwest part of town went in the 1920s and 30s from first grade to high school. They all were, they had the same teacher, one room, and that was it. And they had converted, the town had converted that school to a meeting house. So every Saturday night, we would have a potluck supper. This went on for a couple, 3 years, where all the people, and it stopped because too many of the old timers were getting drunk, and they were getting fresh with some of the women.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was really something I remember because it brought people together, and we don't have a lot of that. People that even live in neighborhoods like you, a lot of times they don't know who their next door neighbor is. They don't know who lives across the street. They don't help each other out.
You know, it's funny. We're very lucky. It's a good neighborhood. It's a well-established neighborhood. Yeah. It's been around for 40 years.
Yeah.
But it's funny because the couple neighbors that I don't know are the the non-English speaking.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We have a Middle Eastern family that lives across the street. Yeah. They barely ever show themselves. And then a Korean family lives across the street. Wow. They barely. But then we have Spanish or not. We have a lot of Koreans and a lot of Middle Eastern. Yeah. And most of them are great. But the ones that don't come out, you know, they just
noticeable.
Don't speak. Yeah.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, referring back to the snow and whether or not you have a snow day today. Do you have to work when it's snowy? A, I have to work every day. B, depends on how much snow we get. C, I always get the day off when it snows. And D, what's a snow day?
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 26th of January. A week from today, we'll be into the second month of 2016. You still writing 2015 on your checks? I know a lot of people are. It just is. That's kind of the way it is. I wanted to go back a little bit to where we were talking about the disaster, the snowstorm, and how that has been overcooked in the news media. I'll tell you something that hasn't been overcooked, at least in my mind. The story of the Pacific storms and how the erosion in some areas in the Northwest has caused that it happens in other places because we've become so interested in living on the water, on the coast, on the beach, on the cliff. Some of you no doubt have seen the video of what's happened as a result of these Pacific storms, the erosion of, and this is, it's happened before, but I'd forgotten how precarious it is when you get right to it. Of course, again, it depends on how directly you're affected by this as to how you see it and how you view it. You could say, oh, well, these people ought to get out of their houses because their houses are crashing into the Pacific Ocean. And, yeah, but it still is. That's the sort of thing. The snowstorm doesn't capture really any of my imagination, because it's, for me, just another snowstorm. You hear this, oh, it was the worst snowstorm of the in history in New York City. Hey, if you have a short history, yeah, it is kind of a, it was, in terms of weather records, there was a lot of snow. Yeah, but it's not like you're right there and you can't, your life is in danger because of it. But imagine you're in the middle of a good night's sleep, right? And you are used to listening to the waves crashing on the shore beneath you. And all of a sudden, the door, somebody's banging away at the door, and the police are there. And they tell you you have to get out of your house because in 20 minutes, the way they've calculated things, the house that you're sitting on is going to be at the bottom of the cliff. And that's what happened. Basically, with all of these things. So the blizzard death toll was 41 on the East Coast. There are a couple of people who have been killed because of this situation on the West Coast. Just pretty dramatic. And that's sort of what I wanted to underscore, how different circumstances like this that you have no control over affect you or affect some people perhaps that you know. It really was. That was pretty dramatic. There's a movie. There's a scene out of a movie there. Speaking of movies, home movies, the videographers who shot the secret Planned Parenthood video. You remember the story of the grand jury that was looking into charges against Planned Parenthood? Oh, wait a minute. Let's turn that around. The grand jury yesterday instead brought criminal charges against the undercover videographers who shot the tapes showing supposedly the illegal sales of fetal tissue at Planned Parenthood. It seems they're the ones that broke the law. The grand jury, which based in Houston, originally convened to investigate allegations of wrongdoing against Planned Parenthood, which is one of the most misunderstood, because it's been politicized, agencies in the country. And those of you who have a wall around this, those of you who think this is horrible, I'm a person who does not believe in abortion. I do not believe it is my business or your business to tell somebody else what they ought to do with their body. But if the choice is mine and I'm involved with somebody who is pregnant and doesn't want to keep the baby, I'm going to have a different approach to it. I'm going to try to work through with this person. By the way, thankfully, it's never happened in my life. But people in my family have had this, and people that I love have gone through it. So I understand how this is not a right versus left, a conservative versus liberal point of view. It isn't for people who think it through, but that doesn't mean that everybody thinks it through. There are a lot of people who are passionate about things, and they don't understand why they're passionate. They just know, well, that's what I believe. And okay, so that's swell. In this circumstance, there's much maligning of Planned Parenthood that is unfair, unjust, unwarranted, and really not very smart, because there are many more things that go on. As a matter of fact, the main this is a clinic for women, and a lot of health issues are taken care of. The main job of Planned Parenthood is to deal with the issues that have to do with women's health around being pregnant, around giving birth, that sort of thing. So anyway, having said that, this circumstance where the jury decided to charge David Daleiden, I believe is how you pronounce his name, and Sandra Merritt, they are both affiliated with the Center for Medical Progress, which is an anti-abortion group. They were charged with tampering with government records. He's also been charged with purchase and sale of human organs. So this is pretty interesting how this has developed. And here's how one of the major news channels, matter of fact, I think this came from CNN. Let's listen to how they reported on the story.
This Houston grand jury that had been investigating allegations of misconduct against Planned Parenthood after the controversial videos we're watching right here surfaced and essentially went viral has instead indicted two of the anti-abortion activists who made these videos. The employees with the Center for Medical Progress, an anti-abortion group, are charged with tampering with a governmental record, a second-degree felony there, and the director of the center has also been indicted on a misdemeanor count relating to purchasing of human organs. Now, you may recall last summer the center released these secretly recorded conversations with Planned Parenthood officials alleging that they were trying to sell fetal tissue for profit. Planned Parenthood had denied those claims all along, and in response to this news today about the indictments against the two people who made these videos, Planned Parenthood said these anti-abortion extremists spent 3 years creating a fake company, creating fake identities, lying and breaking the law. When they couldn't find any improper or illegal activity, they made it up. And the Texas governor's office, Wolf, has also chimed in on this and said, look, there is still a state investigation here. This will not impact that. The governor's office saying also that the state of Texas will continue to protect life.
All right. So thoughts on this? There are a number of items as I'm looking through some of our social media comments. Bucky writes, this surprises me. I mean, this really surprises me. I honestly didn't expect the pursuit of truth. Of course, this revelation of truth will have absolutely no effect on those who have accepted the hoax as the end-all, be-all fact, because it takes too much work to change a hard set mind. What bothered me about this early on was how Carly Fiorina got onto this and really didn't have the story right. And as he seemed to have stayed away from it later on, but of the people who are running for president, she impresses me as someone who's studied the issues versus Donald Trump, who hasn't really studied them, but he's making a lot of noise about them, and thus people are paying attention to him. I wonder, Kara, how many of your friends, you heard me describe what I believe to be the mission of Planned Parenthood and how this story, in my mind, has rendered itself in, frankly, the right direction. Is that what many people that you know think, or am I on the wrong side of the apple here?
No, I think at least most young women that I know would agree that Planned Parenthood is there for many, many, many other things, and a lot of people I know have used it for things like, you know, doctor's visits or checkups if they don't have a doctor to go to or to get birth control. I don't know. I think people see what they want to see,
right,
and sometimes miss what else they have to offer.
Bigger,
yeah.
Okay. Now, so that was the we have three different newsy ways of looking or listening to this, frankly. CNN, that story you just heard, in a moment. No, let's do it now. Let's listen to how Fox and Megyn Kelly talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano played this story.
What does this mean?
This means that a political prosecutor has injected herself in a very serious issue about whether or not Planned Parenthood was profiting from the abortion of babies by selling body parts. Here's the backstory. The lieutenant governor, the new lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, is a very, very serious pro-life advocate. Mm-hmm. Was before he was lieutenant governor, is now. He asked this prosecutor to investigate whether or not these tapes were real. Was Planned Parenthood really offering to sell body parts, and did they in fact reference that they had sold body
parts? Which they deny.
Which they deny. And anybody that watches these tapes can come to their own conclusion. I submit that if you watch them, you will conclude that they did sell body parts and were willing to sell them in the future. So the prosecutor investigates this, and she decides to present a case to a grand jury. We haven't seen the grand jury transcript yet, but we will. Not charging Planned Parenthood with selling body parts, but charging the journalists who were testing Planned Parenthood with participating in an actual conspiracy to sell body parts.
Meanwhile, they didn't actually want to buy any body parts at all.
No, of course not. And these are what we call crimes of intent. You have to intend to commit this crime. You can't just utter the words. So if a journalist says to Planned Parenthood, are you interested in selling body parts? That journalist now has to worry about being indicted for suggesting a crime.
So does this sound like a political hit job? Or
absolutely,
what is this?
This is a political hit job. You used to practice law. I used to be on the bench. We both know that a skilled prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict anything. The favorite phrase is you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich if you want. There's no judge. There's nobody there on the other side. We won't know what this prosecutor told the grand jury unless and until there's an actual criminal trial.
Okay. What does this last 3 or 4 minutes prove? How biased the news media is. If that's the way I look at it, there's bias in that report from Megyn Kelly and the judge, and there's bias in the CNN report. So what's the real story? Somewhere in between, there is the real story. And maybe we find it here with Katie Link, who is from the online site Newsy. Let's listen to this and see where you think this lands.
Planned Parenthood scored two major wins in the investigation into undercover videos filmed at a Houston area clinic. Not only was the healthcare provider cleared of any wrongdoing, two of the activists who were involved in making those videos were indicted. Last year, the Harris County District Attorney's Office opened an investigation into a video filmed inside a Houston Planned Parenthood clinic, allegedly showing staff members discussing the selling of fetal body parts. On Monday, jurors cleared Planned Parenthood of any wrongdoing. Instead, the jury indicted activists David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt for their involvement in making the video. DeLayden faces a felony charge of tampering with a governmental record and a misdemeanor count related to purchasing human organs. Merritt is charged with tampering with a governmental record. The district attorney on the case didn't specify what exactly was tampered with, but said, "We were called upon to investigate allegations of criminal conduct by Planned Parenthood Gulf Gulf Coast. As I stated at the outset of this investigation, we must go where the evidence leads us. Houston Press reports the activists used fake IDs to gain access to the Houston clinic where they secretly shot the video in question.
Isn't that interesting? How it just depends on who's playing the song as to what speed it's at, right? 888-302-3684. In depth, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 46 past the hour now on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
All right, so here we are with a couple of more items from the hashtag department. Megan writes, this is a beautiful thing. It's poetic justice. I just love this. Talking about the Planned Parenthood grand jury, which was investigating the undercover footage of that Planned Parenthood, the accusation, no wrongdoing by them, but wrongdoing by the people who did the videography. Donald writes, typical Obama Democrat government. Silence those who don't agree with you. Planned Parenthood murders unborn babies. This is another Benghazi. Nonsense. Stan says, look at Texas making sense. Most of the comments are understanding what Planned Parenthood does. MJ writes, Texas had already closed about half their Planned Parenthood clinics before the videos came out. About 6 months ago, it was reported there had been an additional 30,000 unwarranted pregnancies because of the closing of those Planned Parenthood units, plus an epidemic of sexually transmitted diseases. A city in Indiana has an epidemic because they closed a Planned Parenthood clinic as well.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It comes as no surprise to most of you that with my history of being critical of the NFL, the helmet issue, not only with professional players, but college, high school, I don't think parents are responsible, and I say this with confidence. An irresponsible parent allows his child to play football. Don't allow your child to play football. You're responsible. So now we have the story of someone who is not going to be identified, an anonymous NFL player, a real offensive lineman, been a pro football player now for a couple of years, doesn't like it, doesn't like what it's doing to his body, to his brain, to his life. So he's now risking his career writing a tell-all story that is, he says, devastatingly honest. And because of the circumstances, he's not going to be able to tell us who he is. There's a bit of a device to alter his voice for the interview. So, Johnny Anonymous, welcome to Good Day. I don't know, Richie, you want to make sure that this thing
works clear, okay? In a second.
All right, okay. You saw the movie Concussion, Johnny, did you?
I haven't seen it, and the reason I didn't see it is because it already had been altered out of fear of the NFL, so whatever it is now is a shell of what it should have been.
Mm-hmm. What should it have been? What should we know that we don't from the perspective of somebody who's playing the game now?
Well, I can't say I know what the film would actually have been, but I can tell you what football feels like after a game the next morning when you wake up or that night after. It's just this overcoming numbness you feel over your forehead and face, and sometimes you just can't think and you can't really hold a conversation, and that's not irregular. So
I know people who are listening to this right now who say, okay, Mr. Anonymous, you have a choice. You didn't have to sign up. You don't have to get paid. You don't have to play. So if it's all this bad, why do you do it?
You know, that's where the hard decision comes, is because this really is a game that I love. And honestly, writing this book made me realize that I do truly love the game. This has been something that's a big part of my life and something I've done since I was a little boy. So there is a very strong pull. And when you go through the process of becoming an NFL player, you know, it starts back when you're a sophomore in high school and you get your first offer, you make a decision that day if you are going to be a great football player or if you're going to be nothing. And if you are going to be great, you do everything in your life to make it there. And the thought of leaving the NFL is not only scary just because I don't know what the real world looks like, and from an NFL player looking out, it is it's terrifying. But at the same breath, I've put in millions of hours with this game, and it's, you know, it's something that I've literally killed myself for. To think I'm just going to throw it all away is hard to stomach. So it kind of puts you in an awkward situation where you feel stuck, and it just pulls you back.
All right. So beside the concussion and helmet scandal, what other things are you focusing on? You're writing, again, for those of you who just got us into your ears, this gentleman is writing a tell-all book about his experiences. What else is going to be in the book? What other stories are you telling?
Yeah, I mean, well, what this book is, and it truly is a journey through a season in my shoes, through my eyes, thinking in my head. It gives the reader a perspective of what it truly means and feels like to be an NFL player. The stress, the anxiety, the thought of job loss, and we'll touch on the issues with homosexuality and the Michael Sam thing, as well as the domestic violence, drug use. I mean, there's a lot of issues that we hit on that the NFL doesn't really want to talk about.
But all right. So this whole thing now about black actors and whether there's racism there. Is there racism in the NFL? White players, black players, are they getting along? Or is there a problem there?
There's racism everywhere. And if you just look at the question of NFL players, we come from everywhere in the country, you know, every little subsect of society. And you're raised the way you are. You don't forget that when you step into the NFL. But we handle it differently, whereas most people are scared of each other, which is where the fear of race comes from, and racism as it is. So, I mean, you'll walk into a cafeteria, and there'll be a table full of white guys and a table full of black guys, and sometimes there's absolutely no crossover.
No.
And it just happens, out of how people are comfortable. But
when is this book coming out?
It's already out. It came out January 5th.
NFL Confidential, it's called. Johnny Anonymous here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.